B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's noon and we're celebrating a little Flyers hockey. Good weekend, man. Flyers and Lightning. Going to be a lot of fun. We're enjoying this little ride, and it's going to get a lot more fun once the playoffs begin. Talking Sixers, don't forget Sixers tonight. No Aaron Gordon tonight, Andrew.
Yes.
For the Magic.
It's going to be a slop game where they keep on scoring, so I'm taking the over.
I like that. By the way, can't you just see it? Can't you just see the Sixers blowing them out?
Yeah, winning by 20, and then people, see?
Yeah.
They can't play together.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. Embiid's going to go up for 40.
Yeah, I could show without your boy, Vucevic.
Yeah.
I don't know if he goes for 40, but you get my point. I do think it's going to be, I think he's going to have I think the Sixers win big. I think you're going to shoot well, Horford, and that's going to be, you know, that's going to be a big deal.
Yeah, you're right. And they're going to play really well. And then I'll be on Saturday morning.
And I'll be listening to you.
And I'll be fielding calls.
Oh, I forgot. Tomorrow's Saturday. Damn.
But I'll be fielding calls. It's Trey Ben.
You know what sucks? Is that I was crowing about the Sixers last Saturday.
Uh-oh. The link?
Yeah. I was crowing on my Fox show to this about the, it's 10-9-8 Sixers. So I gotta switch gears definitely.
Well, maybe Link didn't pay attention fully, and you go, "Oh, they're 2-1." And if they win tonight, you go, "Oh, they're 3-1."
I can't
just
do that.
Just don't do any of the backstories. Just say they're 3-1.
I can't think about it. They're sickly. They played slop. They played nobody, man. I can't do that. Let's go to Nick in Collinsville, Nicky.
What's up, man? How are you,
Nicky?
You did. Yeah, you might get that by Link, but Fig will be all over you.
Yeah, I know, man. I got no shot, brother.
Dude, and I called to talk Flyers, but since you're calling Sixers, so who are you starting tonight? You got Thibault on the court?
Yeah, I would go. Well, I got to go Al.
You want to go? Yeah, well, yeah, I know. You've been trying to get Al in there. You want to go? We go Al and Joel, and then okay, and then Jay Rich.
So I would go. I would go. So Milton's your starter, right?
Right.
He's got the star. Richardson, Tobias, Al, and Embiid.
Man,
you don't like it?
Yeah. I mean, I'd rather have Thibault in there.
I like Thibault better with Simmons. I can't start two young players. Bandolf.
Oh, you mean shaking and
Thibault.
Gotcha.
It's Bandolf.
Right.
I hate starting Shake. I don't even want to start Shake, but.
You know. You're stuck now with Shake running the point.
I know. It's terrible. I hate it.
Anyway. Flyers, I don't know what, you're right. I think part of it is like, we're not out about, we're not going to restaurants, we're not having drinks in the city, so maybe we don't feel the Flyer vibe, that's part of it. The other part of it, it is kind of a weird, haphazard round robin, but I think the most important thing is, they don't give you drama. You get your beverage of choice, you sit down, you click on the TV, okay, you play with the rabbit ears, you get the game in, And after a few minutes, they just score a goal, and it's downhill from there. It's a rocking chair ride, you guys. And it's beautiful, but there's no drama.
Yeah, listen, I'd rather have it like that. I like the drama freak. I really do. I got to be real with you. They're dominant. They're a dominant team.
They're a team, like one of the updates said, it might have been early on Parzetta's show, nobody wants to see it. Nobody wants to see the Flyers.
No, and they you saw what they do. They run the points, right? So they run at you. They were running at Ovechkin. Yeah, Ovechkin didn't want any part of it.
want no part of it. Backtracking, you know, on his heels. Yeah, no, listen, these guys, this coach is amazing. I mean, look, the good thing about the drama is seven game series, playoffs, there's always drama. We've always said this. I don't care if you love or hate hockey. Playoff hockey is the best playoff of all the sports. Cause the best case scenario is sudden death overtime and you can get, you know, Barry again with the tie wrapped around his forehead.
Yes. Yes.
You know?
Yes. You're right on.
Yeah. So there's going to be the Flyer drama and we're going to be chewing our fingernails that first game. And God forbid they go down 1-0 early. We're going to be, you know, we're going to be throwing stuff out the window.
Yeah. I just think this thing is I just think they're really good. And I don't know. I just think I would be stunned if they're not at least in the conference finals.
Well, now I think you have to reassess what you believe this team should do, and there's no question. And what's great is this, you get these young players that this becomes second hat to them, second nature, where they expect to come in, they expect to dominate, they expect to play defense and shut down, you know, the stoop in front of, you know, in front of Clark, front of, why am I drawing a blank?
Carter Hart.
Hart. I said Clark instead of Hart.
That's right.
These guys expect to do that, which is fantastic, and it's going to lead to the playoffs, and it's a freight train downhill, man. I can't wait. And when does this start now?
It'll start next week.
I can't wait. And they are definitely going seven game series, right?
Yeah, just like normal.
I can't wait. Dude.
I know,
dude. I can't wait. I mean, I don't even care about the other squad. The other winner's squad. I don't care right now.
I know.
Come out, win by 20.
Book it. One of my plays, book it. One of Tunis' plays. They're definitely going to win. But yep, I agree.
They'll be busy with the phones tomorrow morning. So that's a positive.
Yeah, that's right. We'll be listening.
Get Ben out of here. Trade them for two bags of balls.
This Ben Simmons stinks. What the hell?
They still won't take a shot. It'll be fun. It'll be fun, man. That's a drama in our life. Your boy, your kid, your third child.
I know. It's terrible. Thank you, Nikki. See you, bud. Take it easy. Yeah, listen, I get it. Like, I understand. I heard a call yesterday, Mitch from Phoenix, and he called Mike.
Oh, he's Mr. Sunshine.
No, Mitch hates Ben, right? And
he hates everything.
No, but I can't blame him. See, he's old school basketball guy, right, Mitch? So he's like, Simmons is the bane of his existence because he doesn't shoot the ball. And when you think about it, I try not to think about it because a player of his caliber, right, not shooting the basketball is akin to trying to figure out the meaning of life. Right? Because
that deep, huh?
There's no answer as to why he doesn't shoot. It's like my Anthony comes to me and says, Daddy, can I ask you a question? I said, yeah. He said, how can Adam and Eve exist when dinosaurs existed prior, 50,000 years prior? Right? So we had to have this long conversation.
Yeah.
But ultimately, about, you know, what was created first is the riddle of life, right? When it comes to creation. That, you know, what was here? Who made what?
Right.
Right.
Exactly.
With a higher power, something had to have been, right? So, Simmons shooting the basketball is that, not shooting the basketball, is that question. How in the world could a man who's played basketball his whole life, who is in the NBA, who's 6'11",
who's an all-star,
who possesses ridiculous skills like a handle and all things, how could he not shoot in a game? And so a guy like Mitch gets driven crazy. And I understand it. I get it. Listen,
I get it.
I love Simmons, but That is the giant wart. And when you took the ball out of his hands, he just crumbled.
Yeah, I think so. I think that hurt him.
Crumbled on the defensive end. He was done.
We can all agree, whether you're anti-Simmons or not, if he starts hitting shots, as Tyrone says, the league is in trouble.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, give me the audio. You've been teasing me with this thing.
Yeah, so the audio, you know, face first may not be that impressive, but I'll tell you the story, the backstory behind it, okay?
All right.
And on a night when the Braves would love, as you said, Jeff, some length out of their starter, he's thrown 28 pitches and he has one out to get in the third.
Now, could you tell the song that the organist was playing?
No, I was listening to the audio, so I missed this song. I wasn't listening to the song.
And on a night when the Braves would love, as you said, Jeff, some length out of their starter,
he's
thrown 28 pitches and he has...
Beat it, Michael Jackson, right.
Correct. Now, Anthony, this was from the Atlanta Braves-Toronto Blue Jays game yesterday.
Yeah.
And Reese McGuire got the start behind the dish for Toronto.
Yeah.
Now, did you hear what happened to Reese McGuire back in February?
No idea.
He got arrested in a parking lot of a strip mall in Florida for public masturbation.
Are you serious?
So Matthew Kaminsky, who is the organist for the Atlanta Braves, deserves to be in the Baseball Hall of Fame.
Wow!
Because he played that song as Reese McGuire came up to bat.
Oh, my God. You got to be kidding me.
Is there a better troll job than what Matthew Kaminsky did yesterday, organist of the Atlanta Braves?
No. That's outrageous. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
First of all, what the hell is wrong with that
dude? I don't know.
Some people, man. So
just go home.
What is up, man?
Why in the parking lot of a strip mall?
Yeah. I don't know. I can't. Certain people need beatings.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
I'm not a fan of the Atlanta Braves, but I am a fan of Matthew Kaminsky.
That's great. That's a great story. Let's go to Steele in San Francisco. Steele going for the bundle.
He's going for the bundle. Lithuanian love. Go.
Go for the bundle!
You know I love 97.5, the Fanatic.
Oh, that's great.
The media group station. You know that.
What's up, Steele?
I love you cats, man. Let's talk some sports, shall we?
Yeah.
I'm excited for the Fly Boys. And as you cut me off, they are definitely going for the bundle.
He's going for the bundle.
Exciting stuff. This is good times. I'm going to make this real brief. Andrew, I know you're listening. There's another cut. I think it was Keith Jackson in the background. He was so open. He was taking a nap or rocking the cradle. It was another classic playback from Keith Jackson.
It was the same game. It was the same game. He was wide open. He was so wide open, he was alone.
Was that what it was?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. So wide open, he was alone.
JFK was so alone, he was lonesome. That was a great call.
Here you go. Lonesome. That's great, what? Andrew. He was so alone, he was lonesome.
He was lonesome.
Classic.
It is. It's good. It's very good stuff. It really is. Listen, excited about the Fly Boys. Anthony, did you, I hope I'm not out of bounds here. Did you hear about the Gunner?
Yeah, it sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know if you heard about it.
Yeah, it sucks.
West Coast. And what a classy.
D-Gun. D-Gun's a good man. And we're going to miss him. Being on NBC Philly, man.
Yeah, he'll land on his feet.
Without a doubt. Yep.
Yeah, I just wanted to touch base. All right, I love you guys.
Thank you, buddy. Go Fly, Steele. Always a pleasure. That was good work by you.
Well, thank you.
Oh, and I'm under. He was so alone, he was lonesome.
What kind of What a line.
That's fantastic. That is fantastic.
Yes. Yes, it is. So alone, he was lonesome.
So alone, he was lonesome. Reed in Charlotte. Reed, what's happening, man?
What's up, bro?
What's going on, brother?
Can you hear me okay?
I got you.
Yeah,
wait, you got to take me, because now you sound like you're in a tunnel.
Nah, I'm good.
Oh, good. I got you now. Go ahead.
So, first of all, taking my call. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you, my friend.
So now, I got a couple points. With Ben going down, who do you think is going to get more minutes? Do you think it's going to be Korkmaz and Robinson is down, so... What do you think he's going to do? You think Thibodeau is going to get more than 10 minutes a game now?
I guess he has to, because nobody else play defense. Yeah, I mean, think about it. Who, without Simmons on the floor, look at how bad the guards are defensively. Korkmaz sucks. Shake sucks. Who else? You got Neto sucks, because you'll have Neto on the floor. So
Burks sucks, man. Burks stinks.
They none of them can play defense.
But Burks stinks in general, man.
Nah, he don't stink.
Man, you look at Miami, who they picked up at the trade deadline, Crowder, Iguodala. You look at some of the other teams who they picked up at the trade deadline. We get Burks and Robinson. I mean, come on, man.
Nah, I mean, I hear you. Man. They didn't have a lot to offer. But I'm with you. I don't mind Burks. I look at that team now, and without Simmons defensively, you know, they're lucky. Right. Here's the thing. You're playing Orlando, so whatever.
Yeah, well, we always struggle with Orlando, though. So, you know what I mean? Now, I mean, it's not a foregone conclusion we're going to play Boston either, because Miami and Indiana play each other twice. So, we got a tough schedule coming up. We play Phoenix. We play Portland. Yeah, I mean,
can I ask you a question? Because you and I talk about this all the time, and – you know how much I love them, right? But with the Simmons injury, has just, and the fact that they were so woeful, and Brett completely screwed this up by taking the ball out of his hands and not playing bully ball. With all that, I got no juice for him.
Nah, I wouldn't say that, man. You know, because they came into the bubble thinking they were going to be 5 for 6. You know what I mean? I just think some teams that they're playing lackadaisical. When the playoffs kick off, I think the juice will come back for you. And I think you'll watch them. Who knows about the
NBA? I'm always going to watch them, but I mean, I don't miss anything, but I got no fervor.
But
I'll watch tonight. It's a slop. Like, seriously, we have watched 3 horrific basketball games.
That's true. I can't argue. I'm looking at all these other teams.
Hot trash.
Yeah. My brother and I were talking about it yesterday. He said we can't beat Boston or Miami or Toronto. But you never know. But let me make my other point real quick. A guy called in the other day, and I want to hear you on this. And he talked about Miami specifically. And he talked about Tyler Hero and Duncan Robinson. He said, Sixers don't have shooters. He said, Miami's got shooters. They got them 2 boys. And he was like, them guys, they're not playoff players.
Tyler Hero, stop. Dude, you're watching against Corbin. See, this is what drives me nuts. You can't watch these games. Here's the problem, right? Is that you're judging, it's the beginning of the bubble, right? It's a bubble. These games aren't the playoffs.
Duncan Robinson.
Give me Dunkin' Donuts.
He's the second in the league and 3-pointers made.
Listen, I know he can shoot a 3, but I mean, what do I care about Duncan Robinson? He wanted to trade. Who do you want to trade for him?
No. He didn't want to trade. He was just saying how.
No, he wanted to trade Miami somebody.
Yeah, he was Miami 5 shooters.
Whatever.
There's shooters everywhere.
But my point is, all right, here's the thing. I'll come to your side if Miami gets to the conference finals.
No, I'm not a Heat fan. I'm just saying.
No. I'm saying that you can give me all the Tyler Heroes and Duncan Robinsons you want, But come the playoffs, when the real men care and defend, it's a different story.
Playoffs, men's
basketball. That's what
they're both basically rookies. But these guys are both.
Tyler Hero, get that. I hate Tyler. I hate him. Hate him.
Well, you don't like Kentucky?
I hated him in Kentucky. I hate him now. And I got news for you. When they play Toronto and they're in his grill, you watch him turn to goo.
They're going to play Toronto. They're going to finish 4th or 5th. They're going to beat Indiana. They're going to play Milwaukee. And they
Playoffs. They're not beating Milwaukee. Crazy.
Go Birds.
Go Birds. Love you, Reed. See you, buddy. You got to be careful about what you see in the bubble now and look at it from the prism of playoffs. Playoffs, different story. Guys are sitting out. Who's not playing? Where's my Flyers, people? Come on. Let's talk a little service first, but your air conditioning and your heating. What's up there, Nat?
Flyered up.
You flyered up?
Flyered up.
Nice. Listen, if you ever need a heating or air conditioning, we got you covered. Service first, my man Brian. That's right. Look, going to be still hot out, and pretty soon we're going to be looking to keep warm. So make sure your system is in good working conditions and call my guys at Service First. All right? They're going to give you a good estimate, a better estimate, a best estimate, including 0% financing for 72 months on a qualifying system. They're going to work within your budget. That's Brian, man. They also have air purification solutions, including air scrubbers, UV lights, media filters. And for people like me with allergies and my Masimo, you know, it's a big deal. Service First text following CDC distancing guidelines. They take every precaution to keep your home safe and clean. For service through Bucks and Montgomery counties, trust Service First, a trained comfort specialist, Mitsubishi Diamond preferred dealer. Call my guys at Service First Heating and Air Conditioning or visit Service First HVAC today, servicefirsthvac.com, and tell them, tell Brian that Cuz says hello.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
It's 12:30. Cuz Radio with Chune is hanging out with you. And everybody sit tight for a second. We'll get back to all the Flyers talk and the Sixers talk. But we got today's a big anniversary for a friend of ours. A big time anniversary. Andrew, do you know that 25 years ago, Sal Palantonio, our beloved Sal Pal, left the Philadelphia Inquirer to join ESPN as an NFL reporter?
That's incredible. Incredible. 25 years ago.
Here's a guy that went from covering City Hall for the Inquirer, writing an incredible book about Frank Rizzo, doing amazing work as a journalist, then covering the Eagles for the Inquirer, giving us great sports coverage, and then he goes to ESPN and makes a career, a second career, out of television as one of the mainstays of ESPN football. Sal Palantonio, congratulations, my friend.
Cuz, that's so nice of you. I really appreciate being on the show and sharing this with you. I never thought I'd make it this far, man. Never thought I'd make it this far. You know, I can remember it literally like it was yesterday, 25 years ago. I had to make a decision to leave the Inquirer. I was in the union, like you, in the Guild. It was a union-protected job, and I was covering the Eagles. I had the best two beats ever, mm-hmm. covering politics and then covering the Eagles. And ESPN came calling, and then, you know, hey, it's a national gig, and my name is Sal. What? I have to say yes, right? But, you know, here's the thing. They were only offering me a one-year contract.
Wow.
So they're offering me a one-year contract. So I called my father, my late father, Vito, on the phone. And I said to him, Dad, they're only offering me a one-year contract. What do I do? He goes, well, you know, if after 1 year they let go of you, you know, you'll go back to writing for newspapers. I said, well, what if I screw it up? And he paused and he said, don't screw it up.
Oh, wow. That's what he said. Don't screw it up. Oh, man, the pressure. Oh, the pressure. Wow.
Right. Come on. Hey, is every Italian American father. Don't screw it up.
I know. My father said the same thing. Oh, I hear you, brother. Oh, my God. I remember because you and I were friends. Right? I was in New York and you were in Philly. And of course, you know, I being a Philly guy, you know, I would always talk to you, and I was living here because I was traveling so much. So you and I would be on planes together, and I'd never forget when you said, I'm going to ESPN. I was like, wow, that's going to be incredible. And there was, I'm sure there had to be a lot of great consternation about the decision.
Well, there was, because I had three children under the age of eight. And, you know, like I said, a union-protected job. So,
and by the way, you were great. I mean, let's tell the thing. You're a great reporter. I mean, an award-winning reporter.
Yeah, I had just won the Associated Press Investigative Reporting Award for sports journalism, and I was named by Philly Mag as the number one sports writer in the city that year. So, you know, I mean, hey. But, hey, it was ESPN. And I was the first newspaper reporter that they put on the air in that role. After that, they went crazy. Adam Schefter, Stephen A. Smith, Al Morganti, a lot of people joined after that. So they took a run at me, and I'm glad they did.
That's fantastic. Now, what are you going to do to celebrate, brother? 25 years. What an anniversary.
Yeah. We're going to have a little barbecue in the backyard and enjoy ourselves. Yeah, you know, nice and low key, yeah.
Oh, it's fantastic. I love that. That is great. So what's your next assignment?
Yeah, we're just waiting for camps to open up so we can start watching practice. It looks like the Eagles are not going to have reporters on site watching any kind of workouts or practice for maybe a week or so. So, you know, I've been doing essays at home, been doing stuff from the home office, obviously keeping tabs on what's going on with the team. I was very, very encouraged when they only had 62 opt-outs league-wide, you know, 2,650 players on all 32 teams. So when you have a opt-out of only 2.5%, that's pretty good. It's much lower than the NFL thought it would be. They were ready for an opt-out anywhere between 5% and 7%. Some had predicted 10. And they've only had 22.5% of the players and coaches come in test positive for COVID so far. So, you know, they, so far, the first step, right, has been pretty good. They got low numbers. They got high participation. And notwithstanding, obviously, Coach Peterson catching COVID and having to deal with the two-week quarantine, you know, the Eagles, knock on wood, have been in pretty good situation.
Yeah, and we're talking to Sal Powell celebrating his 25 years. Today, is his 25th anniversary with ESPN. Sal, what have you, I know you spoke to Doug. You were texting with him when it first came down. Have you spoke to him since?
No, I'm leaving him alone for a while because, you know, that's a pretty personal thing. And you know, I'll check in with him probably after the weekend to see how he's doing after a week of quarantine. But he told me flat out he's going to remain, you know, as much in charge of the team as he can virtually. Tough to do. Deuce Staley being in charge, I think, is, you know, he's the perfect personality for that kind of situation. It's blown me away that Deuce Staley has not had more interviews for a head coaching job. And I think, and really, I mean, you know, the guy should be head coach in the National Football League, hands down. So I think hopefully, you know, going forward here, that will help him. But I think, you know, we're all concerned about Doug. You know, he's a civic treasure. We hope that he and his family and his friends are all okay and he gets back into NovaCare and gets back to work.
Hey, do you think, look, I think they're going to start, but do you think they're prepared? You think without a bubble, this thing is going to work? I mean, and again, and the bubble. Bubble cities. I mean, I know a lot of stuff is thrown out, but do you think it can work on the honor system?
And that's what we got, you know. So we're through basically phase one, and now comes phase two, the acclimation period from August 3rd through August 11th. So they're going to be doing, you know, weight room training, on-field conditioning. They'll be doing small groups under 15, very, very confined situations and controlled where all the meetings are capped at 2 hours long. There's no conditioning tests during this period, so that's good. They'll have kickers and receivers and punters and long snappers. We'll be able to use footballs for the first time. And quarterbacks. So quarterbacks, receivers, kickers, punters, and long snappers can now touch the football. And that's it. And you can have walkthroughs. Yeah. You can, here's another one. In addition to that, there are walkthroughs permitted for up to 60 minutes on each of the first 4 days and 75 minutes on each of the final 4 days of this acclimation period, which is basically phase two. From August 3rd to the 11th. Now, why is that important? Those walkthroughs, people always say, well, what the heck is a walkthrough? Mm-hmm. Walkthrough is alignment and assignment.
Yep.
Because, and as you know, that is so important in football because they're filming the alignment and assignment. And coaches are on the field. Players can talk to one another. Then they film it. They go back into the meeting room and say, hey, on this play, you're supposed to be here. And that, believe me, that's a huge, I mean, you know, they do walkthroughs the night before the Super Bowl for a reason, because it's the final alignment and assignment for the Super Bowl. Every Saturday night before a game, whether it's on the field somewhere, if you're on the road or in a hotel ballroom, you're doing alignment and assignment in a walkthrough. So if you can do that for the next 7 days in a row of 60 minutes, that's pretty good before you get to the what they're calling the gradual ramp up period on August 12th.
Yeah. Well, I guess my worry about it goes, all right, like once we start playing and you're getting on buses and you're getting on planes.
Oh, sure.
You know, yeah. And hotels, and now you're out in the world, and now girlfriends come around, and you know, I mean, it just is what it is. I mean, it's hard to do it out of a bubble and last without I mean, we saw baseball and it's calmed down, but the first weekend you got two teams that had to be, you know, quarantined.
So the baseball situation with the Marlins and the Cardinals, right? Cause those were painful, but very apparent lessons that I think all athletes go back to that word that you used, honor system, trust. Listen, I know, I talk to players, talk to coaches all the time, text, talk to them. They all said that was a very stark wake-up call, and we have to, quote-unquote, police ourselves. A lot of money at stake, cuz.
Yeah.
A lot of money.
Yeah. And that's why ultimately you're going to play, because there is a lot of money.
Right, but you got to be able to police yourselves if you want to collect, right? So Well, the really interesting development, I thought, was this. After the Marlins incident, Rob Manfred, the commissioner of baseball, warned the Players Association, hey, I may just pull the plug on the season. Remember that?
Yep. Yep.
And then, listen, a day later, after they got a hold of the ratings and saw the BAFO ratings through the roof for baseball and basketball, Manfred walked it back. Because they know, listen, the NFL cap next year is going to be down $50 to $75 million per team because you don't have ticket sales,
right,
merchandise sales at the stadium, beer, parking, food, all that. If you don't play this year, there won't be a salary cap next year. You won't get paid this year and next year. So they got to play. They realize they got to play.
Well, and here's the thing, right? Imagine we're talking about BAFO ratings. Now imagine, because I think college football is going to have some trouble, right? You've seen, there's like a mini revolution going on right now in college football. So the NFL comes in, and the NFL can then spread its games around, right? So you can take advantage of your inventory, go do more TV deals, and, imagine the ratings in America when everybody's got to stay out. It's colder weather. Everybody's got to be inside. And all they're going to have is football.
It'll be like a Super Bowl rating every week.
Yeah. Yeah.
You get 50 to 75 million people watching Thursday and Sunday night football.
Yeah. And then it'll do Saturday football all day, Friday night. I mean, it's endless. And they can spread the games around. And, all that revenue, there's no way in the world they're going to lose that revenue. You know those guys better than anybody.
No. So, like you said, initially baseball had a problem, and that was a wake-up call for all players in all sports, MLS, NBA, NHL, NFL, that we have to police ourselves. We got to have kangaroo court in the locker room.
That's right.
We see you out of the club.
Yeah.
You get a hefty fine.
Yep.
The NFLPA's got to come down on those guys. Again, why? Because if you knock out a team or a couple teams and they don't play, everybody loses money.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Big time. Big time. And I'm curious to see what's going to happen with coverage. Like, what are you going to be doing? Are you going to be at stadiums for games?
That's to be determined, brother.
Yeah, interesting.
But I think there will be coverage. But, I'll still be hosting the matchup show from NFL Films. We'll still have that every week. So, there'll be plenty to do.
And plenty to satiate us because need it. We need football, Sal, pal. This is great. 25 years, man, with ESPN. God bless you, brother. You deserve it. You're an incredible, incredible talent. And you got it all. Writing, TV, radio, you're it, baby.
And listen, I just want to thank everybody at 97.5, the Fanatic, Joe Bell, the coach, Eric Camille, yourself, Mark Farzetta, the King, Mike Missinelli, everybody. For having me on the station for the entire time the station's been in existence, and especially to the fabulous listeners and supporters of this radio station. I'm humbled by it. I everywhere I go, people will say, hey, Sal Pal, heard you on 97.5. And, that means the world to me.
That's beautiful. Thanks, brother. Enjoy the barbecue and tell the family I said hello, okay?
All right, cuz. Thank you.
Thanks, buddy. Here he is, Sal Pal. Second, that's a great honor.
Since I was 1 year old.
Wow, that's amazing.
On ESPN.
That's scary. You were one when he went there.
At least I was born for that one.
Yeah, that's good.
There's a lot of stuff where I wasn't born yet. I was born for that one.
I was a young buck reporter.
Was it at the New York Post?
Yeah, it was my first year.
Speaking of the New York Post,
yeah,
they have a story about the air horn.
Oh, do they really?
I'll read you the first line.
Are they crying too?
First line on the other side. I'll read it for you.
Who wrote it?
By Dan Martin.
Dan Martin. I don't think I know.
But I'll read the first line for you on the other side.
I got to get one.
We'll replay the Aaron Boone audio.
You know what? I want to get my man Blezo. He's one of the editors up there at the Post, who's a Yankee. I want to mock him.
Good.
Are you kidding me? You're going to cry about that nonsense? Aaron Boone. And Aaron Boone's an Eagles fan, we found out. I want him out.
Soft.
This line's horrible, Matt.
They should throw toilet paper at him.
Everyone making noise like we're playing golf. Nuts. It's Cuz Radio with Tunis right here. 97.5 The Fanatic. Let's talk about Parks Casino and Sportsbook. Street Row Ben Salem, the 4-for-4 sportsbook of choice. Was there last night, Cousins Corner, hanging out after the Flyers game. Always a lot of fun. People down there. There were still people hanging. It was great. Open. Watching the games. Sitting in the sportsbook. Socially distancing properly. Inside the sportsbook. I love that sportsbook. It's got everything. It's incredible. The NBA. You ready? Here you go. Check out the app if you can't get there. And in the NBA, the Sixers now 33-1 to win the title. They are a 5-point favorite against the Pacers. Sixers 0-3 restart against the spread. Also tonight, baseball, Phils minus 108 against the Bravos. In hockey, you got Flyers down to 9-1. Oh, that's amazing. Down to 9-1 to win the cup. You got all kinds of other golf, you name it. Just go to parkscasino.com/PA, use code Fanatic, and get a free, risk-free $500 bet. See the website. They got all the details. Your risk-free bet is refunded as a loss. Check it out, parkscasino.com, the code Fanatic. That's right. Use that code Fanatic for your free, risk-free $500 wager. Got to be in Pennsylvania. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.